The California Water Institute at Fresno State is helping us to better understand the importance of water management. Laura Ramos is director at the California Water Institute.
Good morning and welcome to Weekly Water Insights. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're talking about state intervention as it relates to SGMA. SGMA was designed around local control, but it includes accountability. If a basin is deemed inadequate or if progress stalls, the State Water Resources Control Board can intervene. Today, I'm joined by Lauren Lane from Baker, Manick & Jensen to clarify what this actually means. Hi, Lauren. Thank you for joining me.
Hi, Laura. Thanks for having me.
Given your experience working with groundwater sustainability agencies, can you tell us what it means when a basin is placed on probation?
Sure. So when a basin gets put on probation, that means a couple things have already happened. That means the California Department of Water Resources has looked at their groundwater sustainability plan or plans and said they're incomplete. Go do them again. And the GSAs, the groundwater sustainability agencies in that subbasin, have made revisions, sent it back to DWR, and then DWR has reviewed them a second time. And that second time, DWR says, nope, they're inadequate. We are turning you over to the State Water Resources Control Board. And during that process, the State Water Resources Control Board starts working with the GSAs in the subbasin and reviewing their groundwater sustainability plan for at least a year before they can put the subbasin on probation. And once they put a subbasin on probation, it means that there has not yet been enough progress made on reviewing or revising their groundwater sustainability plans. And the state's going to come in and start some of their own measures. They're going to come in and require metering, for example, and monitoring and reporting of wells and reporting of groundwater usage. So that's the case in a couple subbasins right now where the state is starting to get their own data and information while the GSAs continue to work on their groundwater sustainability plans.
So they're working on their sustainability plan while the state is implementing some of these items that you mentioned. But does that mean that this intervention eliminates the local decision making?
It does not eliminate it. No, in fact, it's a process that's going on at the same time. The state intervention is actually additional to the groundwater sustainability agencies implementing their GSPs, because as the state is considering whether or not to put a subbasin on probation, or if they already have, those GSAs have to be implementing their existing GSP that has been deemed inadequate. So it's all together. What does happen is additional coordination with the State Water Resources Control Board and those groundwater sustainability agencies, where the State Water Board says, or the State Water Board staff says, hey, we have additional thoughts, comments, and questions on your groundwater sustainability plan or plans, and we want you to consider revising these sections in addition to what the Department of Water Resources determined was inadequate. So there continues that local intervention or local control to some degree, but now the local GSAs are not only having to deal with what DWR said was wrong with the plans, they're having to deal with what the State Water Board says they want also put in the plans, which may not necessarily be what was originally planned in SGMA.
Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.